The European Central Bank has stood pat on rates and stuck to its bond buying program at the first monetary policy meeting under its new president, Christine Lagarde. Joining us on the line now with his perspective on the announcement today is Klaus Vistesen from Pantheon Macroeconomics. Thanks so much, Klaus, for your time this evening. So like I say, as expected, the ECB keeping rates on hold, and that following new president Christine Lagarde's first monetary policy meeting in Frankfurt. It's his sitting at a historic low of negative 0.5%. What was the biggest takeaway for you from today's address?
Well, I think there were two takeaways. First of all, Mrs. Lagarde, you know, actually did sound a little bit more balanced on the economic outlook. So this is to say, the ECB now considers the idea that that downside risk perhaps are receding a little bit, but not enough to change the path of interest rates. Which I think that was really the main takeaway for me today, namely that Lagarde, at least to begin with, is continuing the path set by her predecessor, which basically suggests that interest rates will remain very low for a very long time in the eurozone, and the QE program, which was initiated in November, will also remain in place. So overall, a very accommodative monetary policy stance is set to continue in the euro area.
Is it warranted, though, given the fact that we have diminishing downside risk, sitting on the horizon, and one wonders whether the challenges that sit on the horizon warrant a highly accommodative policy stance?
Well, according to the ECB, it clearly does, and I think that's what we as analysts have to go by, which is to say the ECB has an inflation target. They're not reaching their inflation target. They're communicating to markets and to, well, the journalists, you and me, and investors in general, that it feels that it's still a long way away from achieving this target, and therefore it continues to keep these interest rate policies in place. I mean, that could change next year. I mean, markets obviously will move compared to what Mrs. Lagarde says, especially on the economic outlook. But for now, I think with core inflation at about 1%, it's a little bit higher than 1%, but that's just about sort of the underlying trend. I think we can be sure, at least that's what markets are forecasting, and I agree with them, that interest rates are set to remain very low for a long time.
One of her first moves was to announce a wide-ranging policy review, a strategic review, the first since 2003. What are some of the expectations around what that could potentially entail, Klaus?
Yeah, so that was another big aspect of today's meeting. I mean, we knew that Lagarde intended to do this, but I, as far as I can read between the lines, this now seems to be a much more comprehensive review than initially expected. So basically, this is going to take all year. It won't be done until the end of this next year, and it's going to include everything from a discussion about climate change and whether the ECB can help there, to cryptocurrencies, to a more technical discussion about the ECB's price stability mandate, what that means, over to a discussion about whether the monetary policy should coordinate more with fiscal policy. So it could be anything and everything, really. I think the key point for your listeners is that markets expect this policy review to drag the ECB towards a more dovish position, this is to say a position in which maybe you get some kind of coordination between looser fiscal and looser monetary policy. That seems to be what Lagarde was suggesting today as well, but all I can say is that this is going to be a very long process, and we're not going to... I mean, I was originally expecting we would get some indications in January about how this was going, but now I have to say, look, this is going to be such a big shift potentially in the way the ECB operates that we just have to wait a little bit and see.
Klaus, of course, this happening as millions of voters headed to the polls across the UK today for the country's third nationwide general election in less than 5 years. Give us a bit of a sense of sentiment on the ground right now, with this, of course, being billed as potentially the most pivotal for the country in years, with the prospect of Brexit looming.
Yeah, I mean, so the general election in the UK is going to be, I agree with you, it's going to be one of the most important elections for this country in a very long time. And in terms of the result, as I sit here and look at everything that's going on, it's a coin toss, right? I mean, this is an election about whether Boris Johnson can get the absolute majority he wants and needs to push through his Brexit deal, or whether he won't get an absolute majority, in which case it's going to be a hung parliament, and it could pave the way then for a minority government by Corbyn. And quite frankly, if you look at the polls and the margin and the error, the normal error around those polls, it could be anything. So at this point, I think who knows what's going to happen, but it's very tense here, and it's more tense than I can remember in previous elections in this country. So, yeah, we just have to wait and see. It's going to be very close. Yeah, I mean, no, absolutely. It's going to be very, very close, that's for sure.
Well, that countdown, of course, having resumed to the early hours of tomorrow morning as those results start trickling through. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening, Klaus. That, of course, Chief Eurozone Economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, Klaus Vistesen.